We've all faced that problem. What gift to choose? Someone's birthday is coming up, an event, or you know, Christmas likes to sneak up on us at least once a year. Or do you find yourself just a bit bored at home and need something more exciting to do? Well, we have the solution. Wooden puzzles from Unidragon. Oh yes, and people love Unidragon puzzles. Each puzzle piece has its own unique shape, and it's something that both adults and children can enjoy. Each puzzle is packed in a premium wooden gift box with new puzzles released every month, and they're all very vibrant and stunning. So rather than get someone just a boring gift card that seems a little too impersonal, why not grab a wooden puzzle from Unidragon? You can check them out at unidragon.com, and for our listeners, you can get 10% off your order with the promo code SUPER10 on checkout. So head to unidragon.com, and the info is also in the show notes. So why not find that perfect gift or boredom buster right now?
Following is a Super Network production with Super Marcy.
I blame this movie for this movie. I don't know.
The terrible Australian Bee Jermaine.
Between the puppet sex, the puppet porn, the puppet vomiting, the puppets eating shit, this was the scene where it was going too far.
Professor Batch.
I'll tell you, that's a Canadian hard 30.
It contains coarse language.
They're not even there! What is going on?
Mature themes.
Oh, 25 cents for XXX movies, I'm going.
Potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Please find us at supermarcy.com and subscribe to us via Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy.
There's the killer here. Something like you have never seen. They call him Havoc.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to the To Be Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D. This is the podcast where we go on the free streaming service Tubi at tubitv.com and find a random film and do an audio commentary / watch along for it. This is episode 41, and we are the number one Tubi-related podcast hosted by two Australians and one Canadian. I am your host, Super Marcy. I am one of those Australians, and for this week, the other Australian is not here. We do believe that Craven found out Bede likes the weed, and he smoked him under the table with some of that rank stuff that he's got. And I'm pretty sure Bede became Nicolas Cage. So.
Bede's done for. Like, yeah. I, as someone who knows firsthand what Craven's crop is capable of, I think it's going to be a while before we see Bede back on this show.
Yes, and I think he's actually gone full Cage rage. And he's filming about 20 movies in 3 hours. So we'll see how he goes. But he will be back when he gets over it. And as you could hear, that is the Canadian portion of the To Be Tuesdays podcast. It's that son of a batch, Professor Batch. Hello.
That's undisputed 2021 Pop4BT Trophy War Champion Batch.
No, I'm not acknowledging that ever. No.
Good to be here. Graphic is strictly for the Patreons. That's for you boys watching this live feed. But Bede's not here this week, so it's time to reverse it. Usually it's two Australians and a Canadian. Mm. I got my spider bro, the one, the only Mr. Mark Chevalier here with me.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, hello. How are you kids doing? Hey, we got the top three of the...
the Achievement
War. Achievement War right
yes.
here.
Yes.
Number one. number two, because I'm awesome. And number three. Somewhere. There you are, Mark. You're number three.
Yeah, I thought I was going to win, but then...
I thought I was going to win. I hit that 20,000. I was so excited, but no. I had to sleep.
If we learned anything from this achievement war this year, fuck butterflies.
That game Sadly, is frustrating. I can't use that
trick again.
Yes.
I don't want to play that again.
He who lives by the achievement bomb dies by the achievement bomb, yeah. My friends.
I bombed that the last night.
Much like in baseball, when you use it up, it's gone.
Oh. Yes. Next year's going to be a whole kettle of fish. So
there'll be more butterfly games and bullet beats between now and next year.
Mm. Yes.
Don't worry, I have my eye.
But let's not do it in October because that's way too busy for me. Maybe September.
No, if anything, we'll have to organize Trophy War for our PlayStation brethren soon.
Yes, which I'll also just participate in because I have access to PlayStations.
And unfortunately, there is no Switch war because there is no achievements on Switch. So
no.
And they don't seem to know how to use the internet properly
either. Yeah, that is true. But anyway, we're here today to watch something on Tubi, and it is... Excuse me.
It's Bronson Month.
It's Bronson. I'm Charles Bronson. It's Bronson Month. And Batch, it was your pick this week. And last week, we watched whatever the fuck we watched with that Christmas movie where Charles Bronson did not kill Santa Claus for shooting his family. So I'm disappointed. What do you have for us this week?
Well, I promise everybody listening to this podcast, at least someone's going to get horribly killed in this movie, unlike last week.
I'm excited.
So... Bronson Month, we're celebrating all things Charles Bronson. Leave it to me to be the complete asshole and not choose a Charles Bronson movie.
Yes.
But
I came here for the Bronson. I got the bait and switch.
Yes. So we're doing a Robert Bronzy movie because that still counts because he looks like Charles Bronson. Mm-hmm. Cry Havoc.
It counts. It counts. I think it counts. Yes. It definitely counts.
It looks like the perfect like kind of campy, cheesy horror movie we love on this show. So.
Yes.
We'll see if Robert Bronzy makes the Hall of Fame. I think he might after this movie.
He might. I don't think anyone from last week makes the Hall of Fame. Maybe one of those.
Claus?
No. Maybe Ed
Asner.
Yeah, or the sack of weed. Well, allegedly.
The Craven sack of weed. Well, that speaks for itself.
All right. Well. For those of
he's still too terrified to come back on this show from Terrifier 2 weeks ago.
He's
scarred for life.
He should be. For those of you who are joining us for the first time or haven't listened for a while, Terrifier was terrifying. But as we watch our movies on Tubi, because this is a Tubi podcast, go to tubitv.com. You can look up Cry Havoc. I believe it is everywhere on Tubi because I have access to it in Australia. If it is elsewhere streaming or you have a copy of it, you can choose to listen to the podcast and watch along with the film. Or you can just listen to the podcast, which is still very entertaining, and just imagine what the film is like that we're watching. However, Tubi...
Sometimes that's the better way to do it.
Yeah, that's true. However, this is not like any other commentaries usually because Tubi is free and the way they are free is they have ads. So at some point, I'm sure I will have to yell out ad because there'll be an ad and you can, if you're watching the film, you can pause it, listen to us ramble about whatever weird sexy ad we have and then resume the film when the ad is over. But sometimes we don't get ads. Sometimes we get ads every 20 minutes. We'll see how it goes today. Mm-hmm. And as Batch would say, we don't edit shit, so you have to deal with the ads. All right. Are you ready?
Well, before we get going now with the movie, let's start what Batch is smoking this week.
Oh, yes, duh, of course. Batch, what are you smoking this week?
This week's Tubi Tuesday is brought to you by the Lemonberry Pax Pod from... I can't remember the name of the manufacturer, but it is really good. It's the first kind of live rosin PAX pods. So a lot more terpenes, a lot more of the good oomph, a lot of good flavor.
Sounds like it'd be a nice flavor. Yeah. I've been smoking whatever I got my hands on, and I'm a little bit baked. So should make this experience more bearable.
Mark, what have you been allegedly smoking?
allegedly, unallegedly, hold on, let me find the tube. Forgot the name.
He forgot the name. How do you forget the name? I don't know. I just go, give me that whatever that is.
That means it's good.
It's got a complex name. This was
Strawberry Twist.
Ooh. From what manufacturer? Give him a
Sundial.
Point. Sundial, yeah. That's nice.
Danse de Fraise.
Okay. What's the potency on that bad boy?
I don't know. Doesn't really say very much.
Does not say. Maybe it's in the French side.
I'm predicting it's either a 17 or up to a 22.
Doesn't give percent, it just says total THC 184 milligrams per gram.
Okay, so here's the trick. Move the decimal point to the left, so it's 18.4.
There you go.
See, I learned something today.
That's how you can always tell. So you move that decimal point one, and that's always your percentage.
There you go.
Thank you. That's why you're the professor.
That's why he's the professor. That's a name that's carried on through all the podcasts. All right, guys.
Batch. I'm a professor of many things, so let's get rolling here.
Batch Mark, are you ready for whatever the fuck we're about to watch?
Yes.
Let's do this. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Don't fuck up. Let's go. Eerie music. We are on. We are live. And, of course, if you are on our Patreon, you get the video version, and you can see that Bede is, in fact, one of those nerds he doesn't like.
Those fucking nerds!
And we're starting this movie off with a dead body.
Do we get any audio for this, or is it just gonna...
Don't know. Nope, it's just really quiet. Okay. It's just really quiet, actually. I might, amp up my own volume. Oh, jeez. I apologize if anyone hears any weird background noises on my damn bloody computer. Yep. So. And my dog making noise. Oh, she's not dead. Wait.
Yeah, wow.
That's a nice CGI fire right there.
Indeed. Okay, now I've put my volume up way too high.
I've got a feeling I have more of a budget in my green screen than this movie has right now.
I feel like you do. She's tied to, she's chained to something. Is it not
Charles that Bronson? Giant log?
I'm confused.
Aren't we all chained?
Metaphorically speaking.
Yes. I was chained to my house for 200 and something days with lockdowns.
Marcy, is this what Australia looked like last year? Was when it was on fire?
Yes, actually, but less CGI, more real fire. I was actually thinking about the bushfires and stuff just a couple of hours ago. Don't know why, it was random. Oh my god, I don't know what we're looking at. Why is she scared?
Yeah,
what's freaking you out? Oh, it's a body. Oh, it's a needle. No, what?
A needle in a dead.
What was this movie about? I didn't even look it up.
that guy just got his vaccination, and she's an anti-vaxxer.
Oh,
so
fuck, that makes sense. Bede's not here to make the jokes about that.
This movie's topical.
It's topical. I'm looking
like
it up.
She's not to worry about the fire anymore.
What was this movie about? I'm looking it up on IMDb.
Crying. Don't look it up. Just go in naked. Just go in.
Well, the only synopsis, well, not the only, a rogue police officer takes on a serial killer who murders at call. That's it. That's all we know. Starring Robert Bronzy, who looks exactly like Charles Bronson.
His real last name's Kovacs.
I mean,
figured Bronzy wasn't a real name.
No,
he's
go figure.
He's got a film called Death Kiss, which doesn't look like Death Wish at all. Like at all.
Got another one.
He kills with kisses.
Wow, that's
it's a very different kind of movie.
Let me give you a kiss.
The kiss of death. Because you shot my family.
Oh, come on, just a little peck of the cheek.
And, you know, last week, I mean, we kicked off Bronson Month, like, you know, last week, but, you know, it was actually the, what would have been Charles Bronson's 100th birthday. So very topical. What the fuck is that? Is that the serial killer?
I guess so.
That's
Dollar Store Jason.
That's the guy that got the vaccine. So see, at least he's a masker.
Ah, you're right.
At least he's wearing a mask. So.
But, you know, since this whole place is burnt down, he had nothing but barbed wire to attach it to his head with.
He got a little too crazy with the hand sanitizer. Mm. They caught on fire.
I mean,
I don't get why he's chained himself.
Why is there a camera on a tree?
Oh wait, is this like they put her in a pit with a monster kind of thing?
Maybe.
Do they live stream it? Is this the cameraman?
Is this Big Brother 2040?
Is this where all the hot tubs are on Twitch are going to lead to?
Eventually.
Oh, did I get you, Marcy?
Almost dribbled. Fucking Twitch and those hot tubs. What the fuck is this trend? Next year's Achievement Wars, we're all going to be in a hot tub and playing our games. That's the only way we're doing it, while live streaming on Twitch.
We're going to get very pruny in that case.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Be like, I've got to pump these like 100,000 points in 5 minutes. Oh, boobies. Whoa. Booby Tuesday.
Oh, boy.
Booby fair.
Booby fair.
He's like, goddamn. Oh, fuck. I didn't expect that. Sorry. Sorry. Oh, my bad. Oh.
I know. You don't see boobies on webtails.
No.
Well, we do, but they're mostly Cravens. The guy refuses to wear a shirt.
Yeah. I mean, he's the wild man, the hunter.
His titty, okay. Yes.
What? This guy's he's got like something attached to him. Who's this? What is this? I'm scared. What is going on? You boys are supposed to protect my land from intruders. Okay, now this guy's getting a bit loud.
My land.
I don't know. It's the least amount of volume, he's just loud.
I'm a sherman. He's about
to step on. Is this like a surviving the game type of thing?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if it is the most dangerous game.
Something like that.
Speaking of WWE roster cuts happening on the day of recording, my friend just messaged about it. Jesus.
Sigh, that guy left out just because he realized what movie he's in. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. I've got to get out of here. So, is this guy played by zombie Charles Bronson? I'm confused.
Oh, cock.
Oh, he's got the garden shears.
It's not a very sturdy chain. Like, he could snap that in, like, 2 seconds.
It looks like the cheapest chain. Like, I could just snap that, and I have, like, no strength.
Mm-hmm.
That mask is just... Oh, my God. Don't cut the tits. No.
Has he been hanging out with Art the Clown?
I was about to say the same thing. I don't want to know.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Oh. I didn't want to see it in Terrifier. Here's someone else. Havoc grunting. This film apparently afforded a fluffer on set.
We better get some ads from those sexy places.
Hell yeah, we need to.
I'm awake, and where are my tits at?
Yeah. Ew.
Oh, shit. There's where the budget went.
Yeah. It's a bit Mortal Kombat-y. I mean, considering I've been playing it. It's like, fatality. Oh, she's got to put her tits away. It's important.
Oh, okay. You turned off now.
Cry. Right.
So what, is she going to go find not Charles Bronson?
Yeah, where is
he? Title card. The
monster?
Yeah, where is he? Oh!
Oh, here he is.
Ad!
Right in the ad, but we were supposed to get fucking not Charles Bronson.
Yeah, ad. Oh, we're at the 8 minute and 4 second mark with not a sexy ad. I'm very disappointed.
Get your shit together, Jimmy. Give us some, like,
Where's Wild Secrets, Tubi? I'm very disappointed in you. No, we've got a fucking phone ad for bloody Telstra.
You know, you should switch around who's showing it so you can see the different ads from everybody.
Yeah. There he is.
There he is. Look at that. Look at that, not Charles Bronson.
Yeah, I mean, really, if you didn't know, you would have sworn that was Charles Bronson. This totally counts as a film.
They didn't even have to deepfake him. Like that. The dude just looks like him.
Smoking a pipe.
It's classy.
That's what I want to use to smoke my weed in. One of the old man pipes.
I don't want him to have any dialogue in this movie.
He shouldn't. He shouldn't say a bloody word.
His gun does the talking for him.
Exactly. Yes. That's how it should be. You shot my family.
Although he does have some good one-liners in the Death Wish movies.
Yeah.
Remember in part two, do you believe in Jesus? Yes. Well, you're about to meet him.
Meet him. Death Wish 2. Fucking hell, that is a hateful movie. It really is. Yeah. Fucking hell.
How many Death Wishes were there? Like five?
Five, yes.
Five, yeah. I think, didn't Canon do like the sequels?
Yeah, I think they did two to four at least, maybe five as well.
Because I watched Death Wish 2 for the first time in June for Junesploitation. Mm-hmm. Figure, hello, miss. Why not? And I was just, what the fuck? Why?
Oh shit, Karen's coming to the bar. Wants to speak to the manager.
This place is filthy.
She's got her phone out. No details. We'll
converse outside. Follow me. Okay. Now it's really loud for me. Maybe. This is Sharon the Canadian equivalent of Karen?
Could be.
I know. I don't tell you where I got that from. I just don't know what's going on.
Yeah. What's Richard Bronson doing?
he's up to something.
He looks too suspicious.
I'm just keeping an eye on the bikers.
I'm smoking my pipe.
Make sure they don't kill anyone's family.
I mean, for fuck's sake, this is a 2020 movie and he's wearing flares.
I was going to say, look at those bell bottoms under that fucking collar.
Yeah. Straight out of the 70s.
He just took 70s Charles Bronson. Like, this will be my look the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. Is his hair real? It looks like a wig.
Or very heavily colored.
Mm.
Yes.
Unfortunately, Bede's not here, so we can't work out what it would take for him to dress up like Robert Bronzy, or whatever his name is.
Well, I'm not sure what outfit we want Bede in, him or the killer.
Yeah, I want him in that weird barbed wire thing. The not Jason Voorhees.
Yeah, he looks like one of the shitty bosses in the knockoff Resident Evil game.
He looks like he's going to be the next killer in Dead by Daylight.
But that's a free update because no one would pay for him.
Although, they added Friday the 13th on Game Pass or Gold or something this month. And I hadn't played the Friday the 13th game. And I'm playing it offline, and I am so shit at it. I have no idea what I'm doing.
That's a game we should all play together. I think that'd be a good one.
We should, actually. Yeah. But I've only got the same things that dude had, the shears. I don't have any other weapons. I'm relying on my... all my other hand-to-hand combat kills.
It's not going to work on Jason.
Well, I play as Jason. I'm not playing as a counselor. I'm like, I got my shears. I'm trying to build the character, but I'm so shit. My XP is going to take ages.
I like Dead by Daylight because like, it's actually fun to play as the normal people. Even the one that looks like Ammon.
What's funny is that they have every other killer in that game. You know, there's Freddy, Michael Myers, Pinhead, Jigsaw.
This woman's hair is giving me nightmares. This is this is the full fucking Karen. Yeah. And she's a bitch, so she is a fucking Karen.
Nobody's going to tell me that I have to wear a mask when I want to go into Whole Foods.
Yes. I need to speak to your manager. I don't like what they did to my Karen hair. Ma'am, this isn't the hairdressers. This is the Animal Protection Society. Go away. Just how I imagine every interaction with a Karen goes.
I don't really know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Why is he spying on them?
He's just like a creepy, like, stalker. That's it, actually.
He's parked like 5 feet away and they don't see him.
Look at all this Nissan advertisement. And I snorted for no reason. What is this? They've, like, filmed this with no color. It looks so dreary.
Or permits to film there.
Yeah, I reckon they did it. And who is this?
Like, this is really
guy?
Like the Sims Farm.
Yeah, and who is this? Who's filming? Why? This looks so cheap.
It really does.
It looks like it was filmed on someone's iPhone. It's amazing.
Oh, on Tubi Tuesday, because Bean's not here, we always have to relate this film to the film before we watched before it. So, how do we... this to Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
Oh, her shirt's open too.
Oh, boobies.
Maybe this is the girl from the Santa Claus movie Grown Up. I don't know.
I was thinking that, but, you know...
The last time we saw it was a Charles Bronson character in that movie. He was giving up drinking.
Yeah. This is him after he got back on the drink. That's how it relates. He's like, fuck this Christmas shit. I'm stalking Karens.
I'm not gonna be a reporter anymore. Who works for like 20 minutes and has like booze stashed all over the office.
Everywhere. I wouldn't be surprised if that Charles Bronson had booze stashed in this guy's mask. Because he had it everywhere.
Just people back in the day, I just had booze everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he probably gave her breast implants filled with beer so he could suck them out of her tits.
Oh, hey now.
I'm stoned. Leave me alone. It's not Tubi Tuesdays unless there's something sexually inappropriate on the show. Usually it's from Bean with a telephone, but I'm not going there.
Yes, Mark, the last few, I'd say, was it 2 months, Marcy?
Full I think shows? It was Intruder when we did Intruder. So, yeah, a couple months, yeah.
So, basically, how to use like an old school dial phone. So, you stick your finger in and then you turn it.
Then you turn it. Like the old, what are they called? Rotary phone.
Rotary phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had one
and
of
then,
those.
And then be that like, you stick two and then you do. I'm like, nah. But then I think we made it. We'll give her the shocking dark.
Yeah. Yes, if you're using a payphone, you take two fingers and you search for the coins, right?
Jesus. Probably my new favorite gag on Tubi Tuesdays is how to use a phone.
Next, oh, there you go.
Next to Beat Hates Nerds and Fried Chicken.
This movie better have some damn fried chicken.
Where's my fried chicken?
Robert Bronzy's got in the back passenger seat of the car.
He better have just gone to KFC, snacking. Seriously. Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
There goes that fake head.
That watermelon. Oh, see, now he's extra creepy.
Now he's
woodsy
just,
now.
What is he doing? Who are these people?
I'm about to get in a breast piece of chicken. Oh.
He's meant to be hunting the chickens to make the fried chicken. Hey, we're both drinking Coca-Cola. Are they kidnapping chicks to feed to the not Jason guy? I'm so confused.
I guess so. I think she's supposed to be like undercover or something.
Are they trying to track the killer?
Maybe.
Actually, I think this chick just pissed off Karen at Whole Foods.
Oh, they chose her for whatever the kid or Cry Havoc is.
I don't know.
This is what happens to people that tell her that she can't have certain people at a barbecue in the park.
When the others are disturbing her barbecue. Yeah. Yet everything else is drowned to color except her red blouse. Fucking hell. I need sunglasses. It's so bright. Life is sweet. No, I don't think it is, mate. That sack wasn't even on her head.
Oh shit, I'm still in this movie.
In front of us now, strip. That's a bit rude.
This is more excuse for boobs, right?
This may be the very rare booby fair combo.
Booby fair.
Booby fair. We've had a few booby movies,
but not back to back to back.
No, we've had a bit of that actually.
I wasn't on that Andy Sedaris episode or whatever that movie was.
Yes. Hard Ticket to Hawaii. That movie's just
boobs. That movie's hilarious. I've seen that. The freaking Blade Frisbee.
Oh my god.
That is one of Craven's favorite movies, by the way. He's very mad he didn't get to be on that episode.
We might have to do Hard Ticket to Hawaii again.
Plus, it's got that great song, too.
Mm-hmm. That one will be strictly for the patrons.
Yeah. Maybe you have to do it for Pop 4D for no reason.
No, he's not getting his own show. Not going to let it happen.
No, we'll just do the commentary for it. But you can listen to Hard Ticket to Hawaii theme song on our Tubi Tuesdays playlist on Spotify, which I'm slowly updating as things become available, but some songs are not, and it makes me sad.
Is there any music from Meet the Feebles on there?
I couldn't find any on Spotify.
Oh, there needs to be.
Yeah, I know. And I could not find that Celine Dion song from Peanut Butter Solution. I wanted that on there. Celine song? Everyone should know Celine Dion got her start with the Peanut Butter Solution.
Here we go. I found the Tubi Tuesday podcast.
Hey, it's the playlist. And I've got, I forgot what song.
Yeah, pretty much.
From Repo. There's Repo on there. I'm going to have more from Repo.
Tremendous movie. He is Adora.
Mm-hmm. And Jermaine Jackson.
Lots of variety there.
Mm-hmm.
We thought Giles was evil on Ted Lasso. You got to see him in Repo.
Repo is so good. That was fun. That was one of our early episodes.
Ooh.
We're getting a little bored because nothing's happening in this fucking movie.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Here we go.
Oh, boobies. She's just trying to stay away from the camera, but there's a camera right behind her.
There's one right in front of her filming her.
Yeah, about that too. But who is she? What is she doing?
Oh no.
Why do we have to see her boobs? Whose hand is that?
Yoink! Mine?
Oh, he's gonna go sniff her clothes. I'm creeped out.
Hiding those nips.
She did not have nudity in her contract.
No.
They found that out after. I'm not Charles Bronson. I have binoculars.
I heard there was going to be some boobs in this movie. I haven't seen any yet.
Yeah, make sure no families are getting killed.
He's there boob watching, but he hasn't seen any yet. Like my old phone? When was this film shot? Because it's a 2020 film. It feels like it was shot like 50 years ago.
Oh, shit.
Someone, get that man a gun! Yeah. He's got people to shoot.
Oh, get rid of that pervert.
Stop booby watching.
No, this is stupid.
You should be going. Whoop. You should be going down the hill. Whoop, 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 whoop,
yeah, here we
yes.
go.
He's
got a gun now.
Yeah, he's got a gun.
Soldier groaning. Okay. Soldier. Thanks. Thanks, subtitles. Oh, he's got a gun! Yay!
He's shooting a soldier.
A soldier.
He shot twice so far. How many bullets are in this gun? Let's count.
About 100.
It's a revolver, so
there should be what? Six. Six, yeah. Shot twice. He's getting shot at. This guy's just letting off one at a time, but he's got, like, the machine gun. That's three.
Three.
I'm waiting. Four. Yeah.
Four.
Yeah. Should have two left, technically. One more.
He'll kill him on five.
Oh, leg. Oh, now they spelt soldier correctly.
Oh,
that's
six.
All six.
Oh.
Exciting beat music! Woo! Love these subtitles, man.
I still wish I knew what was going on.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Just going with it.
I'm not Charles Bronson.
So ideally, this gun should be empty in theory.
It
right?
should, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen this girl?
She's
oh,
my daughter.
They his voice. They dubbed his voice.
Oh my god, that's horrible dubbing! Oh my god!
I will give them points. They're doing a Charles Bronson impression.
Yes! Have you seen this girl? She's my daughter. Maybe. I think he actually just wants to see boobies. We got ad! Oh. Fucking ad! We are at the 24 minute and 45 second mark, and I think it's another fucking Telstra phone ad.
So which... as always, ads mean smoke, smoke, smoke.
Yep. I mean, normally Bede would drop trivia, but what is there to know about this movie other than we don't know what the fuck's going on?
Maybe like... something like, it was filmed over a weekend.
Yeah. Oh. Be the first to add trivia. Yeah. All right, we are back, 24:48. Quick ads, at least. I like the goof. There is no explanation for why Rachel's blouse is open and her breast exposed.
That is true.
Do we need an explanation for exposed breasts?
Yes, because people like it, that's why.
I mean, Jesus.
She dressed like she's going to her prom. Oh, she's got lights on it.
I mean, who is she here for? I'm Hardly. Still lost.
Yeah. I don't know. Some eccentric millionaire, I think. But oh, this guy, I guess.
Is this just like surviving the... Like you said, surviving the game or the most dangerous game or...
That dress is fabulous.
I have no idea. What is all the weapons? Is he going to use them one by one to like...
You look...
I don't know. What's with her crown? That looks stupid.
Yes, her, but he wanted her to wear it, I guess.
Her dress has lights?
This
I'm
looks like
not
a Halloween
Charles
costume.
Bronson! On the Hall of Fame.
Already, for that dub voice. I think he knocked Seagal off.
Oh my god, totally. That was better than Seagal. Although, we might need to add RVD to the Hall of Fame. For his non gun shooting skills while high in whatever the fuck that
yes,
movie was. Yeah. And then in another one we watched, he just sat in the van the whole time. I'm pretty sure it was had his stash in the back with all his ladies that he has on a boat. I don't know. I saw an RVD tweet the other day. It was just him with women in bikinis shaking booty. I'm like, dude's living
yeah, I think
the
that's
life.
His life now.
As I like to call it, it's Rob Van Dam's midlife crisis.
Yeah, it is. And he has liked several tweets about the 2B Tuesdays podcast, so we're going to get him on.
Oh, does he?
He has.
Maybe he's listening right now.
He liked the tweet where I said he's my dream guest for this podcast, so he's one step closer. We'll get him.
Send him a message.
I'm one of those shark movies he's in.
Yes.
send him a message. Rob Van Dam, if you're watching this or you're listening to this, then hit us up.
Yeah, it's the show for you, RVD. We smoke a lot of weed. That's all you need to know.
You can for 2B Tuesday and wrestling tapes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yes.
We could do... I don't think it's on Tubi, though. I was thinking The Wrong Side of Town with, like, 2 seconds of Batista. Because it's a Rob Van Dam movie.
Yes.
Jesus.
Now, is this the bad guy from Kindergarten Cop?
Oh, my God. It looks like him. Is it?
It is. It is.
Really? No.
I was like, this guy looks familiar. I'm going to go down.
I'm checking.
It's a real actor in this movie.
No shit, it is. It fucking is. Dude.
Wow, he fell down far.
Dude, what? Mind blown. Crisp, that's right. What has this director made before? Oh, okay. Death Wish.
Really?
Shit.
Which one?
No, well, this movie's a 3.3 in IMDb, so.
I feel like giving it a 1, but I won't do that.
You have to be a real reviewer and finish it, right?
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. Who are you? Why? What are you doing? Who is that?
Oh.
Who are these people? These effects are so bad. That's clearly a wig. I mean, not that that has anything to do with her. I mean, whatever. Are they making, like, real snuff films? Is that what this is?
Yeah, I think so.
The killer, they use the killer to do... Oh, there we go. There's the subtitle. Okay. So she's a reporter. Okay, now this makes more sense. Okay, so makes it. Okay. We're there. I still don't get it, but whatever. That's not the point. That's not the point. If you were this dude, would you be living in this weird lair? If you want someone to believe you, like, really?
Maybe he likes the solitude and watching his snuff films all day.
This is the type of guy that makes dark web porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
do you want
out of it? This is the kind of guy who would, happiness. He's probably got a horse around the back, let's just put it that way.
Sure. Doesn't everyone want and let's be honest, he wants to start a hardcore wrestling federation.
Actually, he would be perfect for that.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is, Rob Black.
Exactly, that's what exactly I'm saying.
I just watched that episode of Dark Side of the Ring. That was so good.
Yeah, I had never heard of XPW before.
I had one of those tapes with all the different clips of it, like New Jack throwing Vic Grimes off the scaffold. And...
Yeah.
I've seen a bit. That's I haven't caught you know up not yet. Last. I need to catch up. Was that the? How many more episodes were there? Because I think the last one I watched was Luna Vachon a few weeks ago.
It was the one right after that.
Okay, is there another one, or was that the final one for the season?
The last episode of the season is the steroid trial.
And that's this week, isn't it? Oh, well, when this comes out, it'll be last week. Yeah.
And the WWE's lawyer in that is fantastic. Like, he is the most confident person I've ever seen in my life.
Is he Ted Lasso confident?
More than that. He gave Ted Lasso his confidence.
Oh, nice.
I guess I need to watch Ted Lasso already.
You totally need to watch Ted Lasso.
Mm.
It's great.
I did see our good friend, and whenever he shows up to Web Tales, Logan's little boy, dressed as Ted Lasso with the moustache. It was the cutest
thing. Adorable.
It was the cutest thing ever. Oh my God. Shout out to you, Logan. Stop being a dad and join us for a podcast. Jesus. How long is
they're still talking.
Fuck. Where's not Charles Bronson?
It was time for an exposition dump.
Yeah.
Although
we're not falling at all.
We did count the bullets and he didn't shoot the gun again. So he used all five. Oh, all six, sorry. No, oh my god, five. Look at those titties.
No.
This is a tits movie, clearly.
Yeah, that's what they figured they would get people with.
It's got nothing else going for it.
It's in Bronson.
Maybe that's Richard Bronson's contract. Like, listen, there's got to be a lot of boobs in my movies.
But the poor bugger hasn't even spotted them with his binoculars.
No.
I feel for him. I mean, he's trying. I want to congratulate you all for being chosen for Terra Mountain. Oh, so they fake a competition. Oh, okay, I get it. Sort of.
I see.
It's like, go in this weird house for $1 million if you win, but they really just kill them off for real. And it's dark web sort of shit.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a plot.
That makes more sense if they explained that earlier on. Maybe they did, we just weren't paying attention.
That this might be what happened.
Oh, for fuck's sake, really? What's the point of that, dude? This guy, you know what? This links to our 2B cinematic universe. The killer is clearly Art the Clown's fucking cousin.
Dave the Clown?
Yeah.
Dave the Groundskeeper?
Yes. Whatever that cunt's supposed to be. But he's just doing shit for, like, why? It's like Art the Clown style. He's just a cunt. You could just decapitate him or whatever, but no, I've got to cut your toes off. Like,
rip your guts out.
He's getting paid benefits for this job. I mean, they pay for his vaccinations for COVID.
I mean, that's why he's all protected with his mask and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they just send the anti-vaxxers to him, and he's like, this is what happens.
So is murder. Not going to lie, I kind of on the guy's side.
The killer is just called COVID. Like, COVID will kill you.
Exactly. See, we know how to stay topical and relevant.
Mm-hmm.
I want to smoke a cigar now. I was looking at this dude smoking. I'm like, I want one.
He is looking classy for a dirtbag.
He is. See, that's what Crisp was missing in Kindergarten Cop was the beard.
Yeah, it adds a lot more class.
Mm. It does.
5 minutes, he's gonna ask her, do you want to buy a copy of Toll Hackers 4?
You know what some game devs should do? Make a game based on this movie. And you play this dude and you gotta recruit people to your fake reality show. And then you take, once they're in there, because that's a whole process, then you're the killer and you have to hunt them all down to kill them. And the better the kills, the more viewers you get, and the better you do on the game.
And the final boss is Charles Bronson.
Yes. Then you take over as him, and you have to track down all the people that killed your family.
Okay. Well, luckily the license would be pretty cheap for this.
Mm.
They probably pay you to make a game.
Did they ever make a Death Wish game or anything based on Charles Bronson that we know of?
I don't think so.
Because everything fucking had a game at some point.
Yeah, I'm sure someone's modded Grand Theft Auto with a Charles Bronson skin.
Man, oh, can we look that up? I want to see.
That'd be great.
That's real. I'm actually getting...
And your character is super slow because it's a 6-year-old man.
Yeah, right?
You have no stamina?
No.
You know,
you only have six shots.
I didn't realize it was like Charles Bronson's birthday the other day. He would have been 100 because I was seeing all these Charles Bronson posts. I'm like, oh, that's a weird coincidence. Oh, it was his birthday.
Yeah, because we decided just randomly it was going to be Bronson.
I know.
For no reason.
For no reason, because we talk about him all the time. I'm actually very excited. I think in the coming days, the redo of GTA San Andreas comes out.
Yes.
I'm very excited. I played the shit out of that game on PS2.
Yeah, you can get it on Game Pass.
I know, I've got it preloaded.
I will play it until that stupid fucking helicopter level, the remote control one.
Oh shit.
Oh, those are the worst.
I'm finding a GTA mod. Charles Bronson, Death Wish.
Nice.
It doesn't look the best, but it's that you can't see my phone. Fuck.
Right now, I actually want to. I can't wait for Forza Horizon 5. That looks fantastic.
I cannot wait. Really good, so I'm so excited. It's I've pre-downloaded it, ready to go on release. I'm very excited.
One thing I love about that game is how like the drive avatars work. Because every once in a while, I'll be driving along, and then Super Marcy just passes by me. Okay, oh shit, it's on. I'm gonna race you.
Yes. Oh man, Forza Horizon 4 is so good. 5 is gonna be even better. I just can't wait.
Like, I'm tempted to buy the Lego DLC for Horizon 4, but I didn't.
Actually, I bought the Tomb Raider pack that they've got a deal on. Because I've been wanting to, like, play those
ones. Are good games.
It's like $30 Australian. I'm like, yeah, good deal.
The Guardians of the Galaxy game is worth a buy. It's so good.
Yeah, I got it. It's installed. I just got to start it.
Yeah, I do want to get that as well.
I love how they do the 80s soundtrack in it. So basically, as you guys take damage into battles and things like that, it builds up a meter. So once you, like, trigger, like, the special... You pull the guys into like a huddle and like, choose between two different strategies, like go all out or keep your distance. So then, when you break from the huddle, then Star Lord hits the button on his headphones.
Yeah,
and then one of the random 80s songs will play out as everyone starts kicking ass. Oh, so sometimes it's "Kickstart My Heart" by Motley Crue. Sometimes it's "Hanging Tough" by New Kids on the Block, which is hilarious.
Oh, love
sometimes.
It.
Sometimes it's "Never Gonna Give You Up" by Rick Astley.
Yes! Get Rickrolled.
It's got a really big 80s soundtrack on this
game. I love
it.
Do you know what I did? Because I had my, as we know, it was my birthday not too long ago, and I, you know, we're out of lockdown, so I could have people over. And, you know, we've got to, like, check in everywhere we go to trace COVID. Yeah. So we scan the QR code, whatever. I put one on the door, and I was hoping someone would scan it. And someone did, and the thing was, it was a Rickroll. It goes to "Never Gonna Give You Up" on YouTube.
Ow!
I got someone. Woohoo!
So we are still in the exposition dump right now.
This guy and this chick are still talking, hence we're talking about games.
Decapitation!
Oh, is the killer called Havoc?
I think so.
And why is he agreeing to an interview when he's doing something very fucking illegal? Yes, yeah. It is called Havoc. I just looked it up.
You know she's going to end up, like, in that forest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea what the fuck is going on.
That's why he's saying, telling her all this shit, because she knows she's going to die anyway.
I mean, ultimately, wouldn't she end up being the, I guess, final girl if he puts her in there? Because she knows all the secrets because he's just giving her everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, she didn't show her boobs, so of course she'd be the final girl.
Yeah, she would be. We're almost halfway through. I'm not stoned enough for this.
He totally Agent 47 that guy with that can of beans.
Jesus.
I will say this, the kills are pretty good.
They look cheap, but at least they're inventive, I suppose. This guy's just a dick.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's totally Art the Clown's cousin. keys, meh. Nonchalant, meh. Fuck the keys.
So I think the girl at the beginning is Bronson's daughter, and that's why he's
looking
for
her. That would make sense, yeah. Yeah.
Because there was a picture, that picture looked like her.
Well, why would you get a guy that looks exactly like Charles Bronson in a movie if it wasn't going to be about tracking down someone who killed a member of his family?
Yeah.
So, this movie came about by someone going, you know, it'd be cool.
Yes.
Charles Bronson brought Jason. Yo, man, that'd be dope. And then the guy sitting next to him went, dude, that's an amazing idea.
And but wait, Charles Bronson died. No, wait, there's this guy that looks just like him.
The resurgence of Charles Bronson. You killed my family.
We put tits in it? Oh.
Yeah. We can have the dude Who looks like Charles Bronson? Be booby watching.
Mark, are we sure Craven didn't actually bankroll this whole movie?
I think he did.
Maybe. Maybe he sold a few rhino hides and paid for it.
Yeah. This is his MO.
It is his movie all over. We just need the sacks of weed and we'd be golden.
Why do you think he hasn't showed up yet? He's trying to trick us into watching something he produced.
Yes.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. That's the Kermit Teddy guess. Kermit Teddy guess.
Oh, no.
Maybe confirmed.
Why is she in a light-up dress? This is confusing me. Gun clicking. Oh, ad.
Oh.
We're at 42. Where are we? 42:57. It is another short ad, and I believe it is for that fucking phone, Telstra, again.
Not one ad for sex toys. I am fucking disappointed.
I am not happy with this, Tubi. Yeah. I was getting the Wild Secret ads on the TV. Because some of my 31 Days of Horror was on Tubi. Yeah.
Two movies ago, every single ad, Mark, was for some sex stuff.
Yeah. Back. We're back. Oh, Jesus. It's crapped itself a little bit, but we'll be back in a second. If anyone is watching the movie, just have it paused. Okay, we're back. 43 minutes. There we go. But yeah, no, non-stop ad for Wild Secrets or Love Honey. And now, we're getting Telstra. For reference, that's like the big telecom company in Australia or whatever. Mm-hmm. But no one really likes to use them because they're overpriced.
So she's bait?
Uh-oh. Does this guy really need them tied up, though? He could just chase them down, right?
Yeah, that'd be more fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, this guy's playing Dead by Daylight.
He's trying to get an in to be on Dead by Daylight. What the fuck is his weapon? I haven't actually looked at it. It looks like he's made of cardboard.
Yeah, it does look really cheap. It doesn't look like metal at all.
Here he is, finally.
I got lost in the woods.
I've been spying on you, unconspicuously.
Where's this girl?
Karen, I know my daughter refused to bloody serve you at Whole Foods, but this is ridiculous.
This is my warrant.
His fucking dubbing is the worst!
Slash best.
Fucking hell, it is so bad! Oh! He must have reloaded the gun.
Yeah.
Okay, let's count again. So, one.
One.
That was one or two, I'm not sure.
That's one.
Okay. One. Oh. What's up with
Dolly needed.
Mohawk, dude.
I think that's the costume B needs to wear just for the mohawk.
Are we sure that's not Brian Cage?
Just have that hair. Well, kind of. Look, he's checking to see if she's got a fever. She might have been sick. He don't want to catch it.
He doesn't want that Joe Rona.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, wake up. Hi.
Hi. Hello. Was he wearing
people shooting up there?
I think Charles Bronson's over there. I'm going to get an autograph.
It wasn't Charles Bronson. It was just a lookalike.
Damn it.
I still got his autograph anyway.
He was a cool guy.
I went booby watching with him.
We're going to the cosplay competition next week.
We're going as Charles Bronson and Jason Voorhees. Oh my god. What is this outfit? I still think it's the worst thing I've ever seen.
It's not good.
Who's this now?
Is that his daughter?
Is it another one?
Maybe. Another one.
Or is it the same girl? I don't know. They all look the same at this point. What's screaming gonna do? Nothing.
It's the woman strapped to a tree forest.
Apparently. Jesus. Do you like my mask?
Tell me about the rabbits.
What's that, a vice? What the fuck is he doing?
You've got something in your ear, let me...
Ugh, that's not how that works! Ugh.
Yeah, I'll put a bit more pressure than that, but okay.
Why is it black just about? Ugh. Death by whatever that was.
See, that's
I'm
gonna
drink some blood.
That's like, not how you make. That's not how you make maple syrup.
No.
What the fuck? Why?
This is
actually,
so stupid.
Oh, it would be better if he feeds her the blood, but I think he's just gonna drink it.
Vitamins.
Vitamins and minerals. No, maybe he's giving it to her. Oh, dramatic piano music. I love how there's just a pair of pants on the tree.
I brought you this robe in here.
I brought you something to drink.
Get away from me. Oh, for fuck's sake, really?
No, you're good luck. It's got a lot of iron in it.
It might have some corona. Ew. Looks like black goo. That's not blood. That looks like fucking gasoline or something. What is
mostly
this?
Corn. It's mostly corn syrup.
What is this? Oh, here we go.
Oh,
boobs.
Yeah. You gotta show your boobs. I'm sorry.
Can't get the job otherwise.
What is the point of the... Oh, right, he's chasing him. Okay, I was confused.
I gotta find my daughter.
They burned my car down. That was not a good Charles Bronson, no. I apologize.
It's hard to do the Bronson.
Are there any good job Bronsons that we've done?
No, I just copied mine from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
I'm going
Bronson,
to...
Bronson, Missouri.
Ah, Branson, Missouri. This is Bronson, Missouri.
Hey.
She had pants on under her dress, okay.
But her tits are permanently out now.
Yep, and she has to cover them up now. You know,
because there's no one around to see them.
Oh, yeah. there was a shirt hanging around.
Yeah, there was a shirt and pants. Oh, and a weapon. You know what? I should have brought my freaking vape so I could have had a bit of something to get through this movie. But I think it needs a charge, and I'm sad.
There you go, Marcy.
Oh,
pass it over.
You. Smoke, 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 smoke! Did so well.
That's it back.
Yep.
I lost count on the bullets.
I think that was 3 or 4. He's either got 3 or 2 left. Oh, look, a shirt that fit her perfectly.
Ellen huffing.
She had a bit of that vape.
Mm-hmm. Kind of huffing too.
Oh my god. Literally, this movie didn't even need the Charles Bronson character because it's adding nothing to the movie.
No.
As a whole.
Oh. You're gonna take out Karen?
It's a mighty Karen.
So Karen is working for the Rob Black guy.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm assuming so. I think she just axed her.
Axed
her.
Oh!
Jesus.
Very dramatic.
This is for my mother. This is for my father.
This is for those poor service industry people you harass all these years.
Yeah. You won't speak to the manager anymore. Sorry.
This is for having to show my tits in this movie.
How did he shoot him there?
Because he's Bronson.
And clearly he would be out of bullets by now.
He's a better shot than this military trained dude.
Yeah, he's just shooting nothing.
Yeah. He's not even taking cover, he's just walking right in the open.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Bronson's in another movie called The Gardener, and it looks really good. It's almost, it's like a Die Hard with him.
Oh, cool.
Because he's where there's a family gets that's getting taken hostage. And yeah, he's not dubbed in that one. He's actually used his Russian accent.
This, oh fuck, I can't deal with it. It's so bad.
He's 60% Bronson, which still counts. He looks like him. He sounds like him.
It's almost Charles Bronson. Almost.
Oh my god, here we go.
I'm a cop.
I'm a cop.
And an architect.
Have you seen this girl?
Do you like my dubbed over voice?
This girl, have you seen her?
Oh my god, it doesn't match up to his mouth at all.
I'm so glad I picked this movie.
It's worth it just for this.
Can you believe this bullshit?
Didn't see this girl.
Oh my god. I can't deal with it.
Multiple crimes.
There
I don't
were
care.
Multiple crimes committed just by Karen. So I killed her. Dude, do you like my dubbed over voice, love? Oh my god. I'll be right back. I have to go to the bathroom, otherwise. If I keep laughing, I'm gonna have an accident. I drank a whole can of Coke.
Actors.
2 seconds.
You've seen this girl.
She's an actress.
Come on, just say it's your daughter. Come on.
Is he a cop on the spectrum?
He might be. Keep talking until I understand.
Well, we're going to be here for a while.
Yeah. We just had a 20-minute speech explaining all this.
Can you drive a motorcycle?
No. Turns out his daughter is Havoc.
Hey, maybe. That'd be... What a twist.
What a twist.
Like, really... This is so dumb, this movie.
Welcome to Tubi Tuesday, Mark. This is what we do.
This is what you do. Scrape the bottom of the internet.
Yep. Look at that beat. Look at that.
All dramatic and slow motion. Like he's
look at
cool.
That, look at that sexy beast right there.
Yeah. You're talking about Bronzy, aren't you?
Yep. The only way this would be better if she was driving and he was on the back.
That would be amazing. So is Havoc going to show up and stop them?
That's when the movie, you know, the movie would be totally self-aware.
Yeah.
If he was on the back. Oh, this is so fucking good because it's so bad.
It's so terrible. I just wonder who makes these movies thinking this is a good idea.
Oh, I think they are fully, they know exactly what they're doing.
But does this make money? You know, I always wonder.
How does anything make money, Mark? We haven't figured that out yet.
I don't know. Step one, make movies. Step two, blank. Step three, profit.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, of course. That's, she agrees.
I mean, I guess the ads pay for it.
My cell phone doesn't get reception. It's a flip phone.
It's a 1G.
It's a Fisher Price.
President's like, the cow goes moo.
Okay, but wait, why don't you just come with me?
I can't leave.
Oh, wait.
When did he get a motorcycle? I thought he had a car.
I told you, I don't even think I saw her.
Based on what I don't know, I think the Karen henchman had the motorcycle.
This is all a simulation. We're in the Matrix. I'm not really Charles Bronson.
Richard Bronzy.
Yes. And I'd kill the whole world to save her.
Oh, did you say it's her daughter?
Yes.
There we go.
Oh, there we go. Say it. Say the thing.
Oh, okay.
Nope, that's all we're getting. That's all we're getting. Fucking movie. I should have known.
Should have known not to sign this. Wasn't worth the $500.
You think they actually paid her $500 to be in this movie?
Maybe. Wonder if Richard Bronzy got $500.
I'm back.
You missed it. He nodded. It was his daughter, and they had a cool montage where he drove a motorcycle.
Well, I had to go to the bathroom. The dog had to go outside to go to the bathroom. Bloody hell. It's not a Chibi Tuesdays or a podcast for my pets. In some way or another, do not interrupt me. Jesus. So, the daughter's dead, right?
I don't assume. I
think so. After maybe.
Blood thing. Oh my god, what is this?
I said to Mark, the twist is that his daughter is having.
Yes! It's his wife. Well, we're almost at an hour in.
We're over halfway through this movie.
Yes, thank God. We're 58 minutes and 17 seconds. Because I've been. Fuck, this is a weird movie. This is a classic. This film defines what the Tubi Tuesdays is. It really does.
Totally, 100%.
It does.
And it's funny how I always pick them, too.
Yeah, you do!
We should, Pop, we should do some Asylum movies.
Oh.
We need to, yes.
Yes.
Because they're bad.
They're so bad. Hey, look. You could do Tubi Fair.
To be fair.
To be fair. She never thought so. What's this guy's name again? Sorry.
Robert Bronzy.
Alright.
It's been over 10 years.
Hilarious House of Frankenstein is now on Tubi, Mark, so we are going to be doing those at some point.
Okay.
Look.
That is my childhood.
I could choose Death Kiss for my next pick. Because it is a Robert Bronzy movie, and it also has Daniel Baldwin and this that crisp dude as well.
Jeez, is he like Robert Bronzy's best friend? Is that why he does these movies?
I think so.
He's his booking agent.
Like, listen, Robert's had a tough year. We gotta give him a job. Can you help me? Like, I guess we can throw some dumb subplot about him looking for his daughter.
We've got this weird guy named Craven willing to finance the whole movie. But he wants to see at least 8 breasts in this movie.
No, they're shooting his car.
Why?
The motorcycle is right over there.
Yeah.
It's like right there, dude. Bang, bang, you're dead. Mm-hmm. Where are you reloading all your bullets from, mate?
There's no bullets in that gun.
No. I mean, that's one of the things in, like, 80s, or, like, 70s, 80s action films, even 90s. Like, it's unlimited ammo somehow.
Yeah, it's like the original Doom. You never need to reload.
But I got a feeling we're going to see her boobs.
She's got big ones, so I'm imagining so. Where's the binoculars? He's going to miss it if he's not watching.
He's too busy being in a gunfight.
Is he putting a mask on her? What the fuck? He's made her the bunny from AEW. What is he doing?
This is so weird.
What the fuck is he doing?
Here, have my apron.
Yeah, right?
It might
Bray White. Bray Wyatt's new gimmick is weird.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Or is that more Eric Rowan?
Oh, might have been. I think he wore like the goat mask. Did he? I don't remember. Yeah. Wait, isn't I guess Wyndham Rotunda meant to? Isn't he not under contract anyway? I mean, no compete clause finished now.
Yeah, he can show up whenever he wants.
So are we thinking he shows up on Impact or something?
I'm hoping AEW.
I mean, that would be good. But I'm not sure. I think there was more talks with Impact. I have no idea. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. He's going to show up this month somewhere in this costume. Or I'll be disappointed.
I'm going to hotwire this car.
Here, hide in this car.
And this dude looks like not really that fat Steven Seagal. Jesus. If it was Steven Seagal, he'd just be sitting at a desk. Eating Subway.
Eat fresh. I can go for a turkey sandwich right now.
I gotta try not to eat fried chicken, but I want to. Get some KFC.
Mark, do you have a good fried chicken place in Montreal?
Hell yeah. We got Bucky Roosters.
Ooh, what's that? I've never heard of that one.
I think there's only one. It's where we get our chicken. You get like sandwiches with chicken in it. It's pretty awesome.
We got Mary Brown's here in Ontario.
Yeah. Although, like, it's not like KFC. It's a little bit better.
KFC is pretty garbage in Canada. Totally. I don't know how it is internationally, but in Canada, it's dog shit.
It's not too bad here. When you reheat it in the oven, it gets really crispy, so that's good. But the crispy chicken comes from Red Rooster, which is what Bede ate a couple of episodes ago. He was going,
I'll do Popeyes or I will do Mary Brown's.
Popeyes. See, we didn't have that here.
Yeah, I don't have that either.
I mean, there are places like Korean fried chicken, and they're really crunchy. Really good stuff. A few different places that do that.
I ordered off like we have a place here in town called Nashville Hot Chicken, and they had like a chicken sandwich, and I got like the hot one. So it was hot, but it wasn't like, oh my god, I'm gonna die and shit myself hot. The curly fries were good though.
Fries and chicken, the best. This dude doesn't know how to open a fucking car.
Need like. Think of like a better like hiding spot.
No, because it took him that long to get in there that she can run out. Mm-hmm. he's shit. It's like, damn it, I was too slow. Pally.
How is he not getting shot?
How did that happen? I wasn't even shooting him.
I know.
How are they missing him with machine guns, fuck's sake?
I don't know. These supposedly highly trained military dudes.
Clearly, they went to storm.
Oh, there you go. He finally reloads.
Sweet. There you go. He kept the bullets in his pocket.
There we go. See? Questions answered for the character. Nothing else makes sense. Oh, a tunnel.
I froze up.
Oh. You're not missing anything.
She's just hiding in the tunnel.
It's just in a tunnel, and he's not going to see her even though she's right there.
Yeah, it's very obvious.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's looking, but I don't know, he's going to walk away. This guy's not the sharpest tool in the shed.
No, he makes Jason look like a genius.
Mm. Oh, now he looks when she's left. Oh, Sora leaving.
Yeah, your feed's not working for me, but
well, we got an ad, so there is that. I can double check. No, it's working on my end, so it might just be your internet.
Yeah, I can see it, so it's weird.
That's weird.
Is it working for you, Mark?
Yeah, I can see your.
It says you've been disconnected. Sit tight. We're patching you back in.
Oh, okay. Well, we should come back. Again,
so it might be a Discord thing.
You're not missing anything. Thanks, you're missing a Telstra ad. Wild Secrets! See, it fucks up when we get Wild Secrets.
I'm missing it.
Close your eyes. Open your mind.
This is trippy.
Play with pulsation. Relish the vibration. Embrace the butterflies. Fucking hell. It's Wild Secrets. Skip a beat. Feel the release. And Batch is gone.
Jeez. Nope, we lost the professor.
He'll be back. And the movie's back. And we're at 1 hour, 6 minutes, 5 seconds.
So we got 20 minutes there.
Oh, fucking hell.
Like, okay, this is clearly filmed on different days at different places. Like,
Yeah, I can't see your stream.
Oh, Jesus.
That's okay.
If you pull it up.
Browsy's shooting a guy.
If you pull it up, we're at 1 hour, 6 minutes, 25 seconds.
Yeah, here, okay, hold on. Let me try to do that. As I do Nick Nolte. Yeah, come here. Oh, as I load it up here. God. I don't know Marcy and Mark. I don't know who this habit guy is, why he wants to say boobs.
And these endless supply of weapons guys who do nothing.
Really shit. Okay,
so what time yet?
1 hour, 6 minutes at 55. 56. Now we're at 1 hour, 7. Gunshots popping. I don't know what the fuck. He's reloading again, so he's shot off some more bullets. At least he came prepared. With his
the soundtrack's over. Pretty good.
You got pockets full of bullets.
Got the bullets. I'm not Charles Bronson. Where is my daughter? Where are the boobies I'm watching?
Okay, so what time are you at?
1 hour, 7 and 32 seconds. 33.
Okay, pause it right now.
We can.
Okay.
1 hour, 7 minutes, 38 seconds on pause.
Bronzy's doing a cool like pose after just killing a guy.
Yeah, I'm there right now.
Alright.
I'm paused. Okay. We're back in sync. There we go, technology.
Yep. And for anybody who was listening, you just needed to pause when I paused if you're watching along.
We don't edit anything on this show.
We don't edit. It's too hard.
I ain't got time for editing.
No, I don't.
Really. Ain't nobody got. Just die already. Quit trying to get your shit in.
Yeah, right. Just shoot him in the head. Hey, shut him.
Bunk.
There we go. Oh, get his machine gun and his weapons. Don't use your shitty thing. There we go. Heard you.
There you go.
I was going to say, it's like a game. You get the better weapons as you kill the whatever.
Pick up his airsoft gun.
He's just on Bronson mode right now. I can shoot and not hide.
I don't need to count my bullets.
No bullet counting for me.
Shoot from the hip.
Yeah.
No cover.
No.
Yep.
He just shoots and gets them.
Because he's a real man.
Mm. It's the mustache. So you could have that too, Mark. You just got to get rid of this on your chin. You'd have the Bronson. Like this. Yeah. You'd have the Bronson.
But I can never be as cool as the real Charles Bronson.
I mean, can you be as cool as Robert Bronzy? Probably not.
So yeah, but you could be a lot cooler than Robert Bronson.
You gotta get a really good voiceover guy.
I'll do it for you, Mark. I don't charge that much.
Hire Mr. Batch. There we go.
You got your back, bud.
Thanks.
Could they be running any slower? Yeah, what is
the Baywatch one. Put the Baywatch music in.
I forgot what it even sounds like.
Oh yeah, Run of the Water, that's going to be good.
Yeah.
What t-shirt time now?
Yeah, oh, there you go.
Yeah. And screaming.
I only wanted a hug.
I just wanted to decapitate you. For the cameras? Oh wait, there's no cameras here. Shit, I gotta drag you back to the cameras. He doesn't get paid if it's not on video.
Now come back, we're gonna tape a scene for Stumpfuckers 4.
Wow, this movie is really... Jesus. I want him to talk more so I can hear his bad dubbing.
He's hardly speaking.
As if that's going to get him. He's going to shoot you and you'll die. Bang, bang.
Yeah.
What the, fuck was that? What? How did that work? But his head's still there. What?
The only way his character would be better is if he was a French-Canadian.
Bullets.
Oh, I'm out of bullets.
Well, I like my revolver. It never runs out.
I don't like this apron. Oh,
yeah. Hello?
Bored.
My mask fell off. Oh my god, we're still here. This movie just takes its sweet ass fucking time. Oh, he's going to show the boobs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
or not.
Well,
he's like, well, you had to put a top on. This is what you get. He's very misogynist.
Mr. Graven said to wrap it up.
Stab, stab, stab. With whatever the fuck this cardboard weapon is.
Yeah.
It looks like it's just jam coming out of there.
Yeah. This guy just loves ripping out guts.
Yeah, he does.
Yes, he's thinking it's like a magic trick. He's trying to see how many scarves he can.
Do 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 do. Well, hurry up, Bronzy.
Hey, wait. Wake up.
Hey. I like your boots.
You look like my ex-wife, the one that they killed. Do you want to get married?
And I'll avenge you if you get killed. Take off the barbed wire for whatever reason. What do you mean she's been there so long? She got there 2 minutes ago. Have you seen this girl? Really?
Seen this girl.
That's his go-to move.
Oh my god. Have you seen her? I can't believe it. Really? I can't either. We've watched this whole movie almost.
Somehow.
Why don't you take her down?
They don't pay me enough for that. I can't
take it anymore. Oh my god. Is she here? Well, she wants her wig back. Yes. That clearly looks like a wig. Like me.
She thought the girl.
Oh my god. Oh my god. He did.
Finally, some answers.
He did when he spotted the boobies. You're a father, aren't you? The policeman? The policeman?
Policeman? Policeman? He said
you would come. Loosely.
Allegedly.
It's not a real badge.
He got it from the cereal box. It's actually the badge he got from graduating Charles Bronson College, lookalike college.
The first and only graduate.
It's the badge.
He gave it to himself.
He made the rules.
Oh, she died of tiredness, I guess.
Yeah, she did.
There's a lot of that going around.
I thought that thing didn't have bullets.
Yeah, why is he holding on? Oh, she's not dead.
He just leaves her there. Well, whatever. Fuck you.
Yeah, I got what I needed.
Fend for yourself, bitch.
See ya. Just
fucks off. Do ya. Do ya.
Doses.
Okay. Is that the daughter? Was that the daughter? Oh, fuck, I don't remember. Is she dead? Maybe. Is she the ones whose boobs were out at the front, at the front, the start of the movie?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm. She doesn't have a face. Or is that a mask? I can't tell.
I think it's a mask.
I think it's him and his mask.
Wait, you know you got no more
bullets.
Oh, yeah,
the gun's empty.
I thought maybe they'd magically appear. Why does he
You, me, Stim!
Friend.
Friend.
I'm okay, I'm putting my gun down. I'm
putting the empty gun down.
Oh, jeez. It's boss battle time.
You want a hug? I'll give you a hug.
Versus Jason.
With my fist.
You've seen.
There's the whole pitch of the movie right here.
You've seen Freddy versus Jason. Now watch Robert Bronski versus Havoc.
Versus not Jason.
Round one. Fight.
Biggest crossover of all time.
The most ambitious movie crossover ever.
Now, if you're really stoned, this is actually Jason versus Charles Bronson.
Yes. Sadly, I'm not quite there yet.
No, that's like 100% THD.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's see if I can get there.
Well, they pretty much beat the other week. He was fucked. Oh my god, it's in slow motion!
Dramatic. Oh, he's gonna take the jacket off.
Oh my god.
The guns, sun's out, guns out.
Yeah. I'm gonna fuck you up, Jason. Oh, shirt too.
Oh fuck. See, his man really boobs.
Dark. My old man muscles.
Oh yeah. They were not that far away from each other, but it's taking them 10 minutes to get there. The background keeps changing. They just filmed it wherever. They didn't care.
Yeah.
I'm going to take off my badge.
I'm not a cop right now. I'm a dad.
I'm just fists of steel.
So whatever I got to do doesn't count.
I'm going to see Havoc and fix him.
We're good.
Havoc huffing. Why has he got a chain on him? I feel like they just found random shit at a garbage dump and dressed him in it. How else do you explain that outfit?
Totally accurate.
Wow, those punches really connected. Okay, those did, but they were shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's throwing some fucking Shane McMahon fucking fist right now.
I would pop 4D if Robert Brownsy did the Shane O'Mac shuffle.
Yeah.
There's no way he can do that.
Don't underestimate him.
Let's see if what kind of moves he can pull.
Jesus. This fucking movie is... Do you know what this reminds me of? A Bruno Mathieu movie where they walk around for 20 minutes, do something, then walk around for 20 minutes. And it's the same set, just different lighting.
I'm going to kill you with my two guns, Smith and Wesson.
Yes.
So did Havoc just give him a Superman punch?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Detective moaning. Subtitles never change. Come on, get up! What are you doing? He killed your daughter! Or whatever. I don't know if she's dead.
I was about to.
He needs the spirit of Ed Asner to show up to give him a pep talk.
He does. He's not a boxing bag, a punching bag.
No.
Fucking hell. He's just like, bah, bah, bah.
You gotta take his mask off. That's the source of his power. Jeez.
That's when you'll find out that it's your daughter all along. Still
yes.
Calling.
Yeah.
And it's also his wife. What was that? Just this dude's got great Carly fighting skills, mate.
Mm-hmm.
Now the detective's gagging.
Vince is going to see this and give this guy a push.
Yeah, he will. He'll hire him on the spot. Like, we don't need talented wrestlers.
He's a better worker than Omos.
Oh.
Oh!
Fuck this guy up.
Did I kill him? Come on. In the head. In the head.
Robert Bronzi's at fuck this shit o'clock.
He's not dead! Where are you going? You need to kill him.
Yeah.
This shit, I'm out.
I'm out of bullets for my fists. Fuck no. Oh, jeez. So, is she alive?
Are you my daughter?
Alma.
Oh my god, that voice. Daddy! It's at this point we find out that it's not really his daughter. They just have that daddy little girl relationship you see in pornos.
Not creepy at all.
All this time, the only reason he's been looking for her is that he can't figure out how to get the VCR to stop flashing 12 o'clock.
So tell me, honey, do you know how to fix the VCR?
How do you use
the remote? I've been looking for you all day.
What are you doing messing around with this mask, man? His hair's changed again. Listen to me. No time. Run. Oh my god, this dubbing kills me. Run, don't stop. Run, don't stop. Jesus Christ. Run. This guy is so slow.
They're going to have 5 more minutes of them walking towards each other.
Yeah, really. It is.
They're like they're like 10 feet away in the woods.
It's a slow motion. See, it's like a Bruno Matai movie. And they just shot on the same, like, you know, little piece of land, just different angles.
Like Shocking Dark all over again with it the same is. Hallway 10 times.
Yes.
It's the same hill over and yep. over.
Just different lighting and angles. And just slow-mo. Look how he runs, like, with his fists. Rawr! It's like charging up his fist power.
Then we go Super Saiyan.
We'll do something!
You either run away or you help him.
What happened to the dude's weapon? Why don't they use that?
I want to see, like, Robert Bronzi do the mother of all, like, jumping, like, martial art kicks in the air.
Yes! With his wife, like... Just like... Uh-oh. It's not Jason.
Was that supposed to be a spear?
It's supposed to.
No idea.
It was a shoulder block.
He's just like... Yeah.
Hoo-wah!
Cry havoc.
And that's the Dogs of War.
He said it. He said the title. There it is. That's the name of the movie. There's the movie. Where'd this dude come from?
Guess there were some leftover soldiers.
Why would he shoot her? Why did he kill him? Skull crunching.
That's your own dude.
Maybe this guy just wants to kill and he doesn't care who it is.
So Robert Bronzi got taken out with a shoulder block?
That was it? That's how it ends? What?
What?
That's the end! That's the end! What was this?
What the fuck?
What was that? That's not how you end a movie.
What's that?
Did he live? Did he die? We don't know. We don't know.
Wow. Okay, wow. That was lame.
You might also like these weird movies. Okay, well, that was whatever we just fucking...
Rewind that! I want to see that shoulder block that took out, like...
Yeah, where was it? Was it here or before? No, it was here.
A little bit before.
No, it was before. It was before. It was where she looked, right? Oh, no, I just missed it. Fuck. Oh. Here we go. We'll just go from here. Daddy loves you! This is a first on the 2B Tuesdays. We have to rewatch to see what the fuck happened, because how does a movie end like that? Like, seriously?
Either they were expecting a sequel or they ran out of money.
They ran out of money.
Oh, he hulks up. Robert Bronzi does his little commotion.
I'm like, fast forward it now. There we go. All right, let's see. He does that.
Yeah.
He does the fist thing. But what the... But that's how it ends. So she got away? That was the point of the ending? Is he dead?
But Havoc is chasing her still.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, he's still alive. We don't know if not Charles Bronson is alive. No, it's just a shoulder tackle. And he just threw him. And that was it. That was it.
Maybe Bronson just rolled down the hill a little further and Havoc's like, whatever.
Yeah, he just thought he was dead, maybe.
Okay.
All right. Well, yeah, we'll stop it there. That was whatever the fuck we just watched. That was
the movie.
That was... Well,
that ended like a wet paper towel flopping on the ground.
Cinema.
Dusty fit. Movie had the dusty finish right there.
Mm. Well,
that's a disqualification and a Hell in a Cell finish.
Yes.
Yeah, fuck that. Jesus. Okay, so this was whatever we watched. Cry Havoc. It was bad. It felt like more of a Charles Bronson movie than Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
I said somebody was gonna die horrible. And we saw some boobs, so y'all are welcome.
Yep. That sure was a film. Whew. Well, next week,
yeah,
it is my pick, and I look, as tempted as I am to watch more Robert Bronzy, I think I'm going to stick to actual Charles Bronson, and we'll see if it's any good.
We promise, Mark. We promise it's a Charles Bronson movie next week.
Well, that should be Charles Bronson.
Yes. Yeah. So hopefully Mark will be back on our next episode. Because, you know, Bede's probably not going to be around for a couple of weeks with what's going on with the fucking Craven smoking him under the table, Bede going full Cage Rage and making 50 movies in 2 hours, whatever. We'll see. But, yeah, that is a wrap on this week's episode. As usual, you can find us at supermarcy.com. If you look up the Super Network on all your social medias, you will find us. You can like all our pages and join our Facebook group and check out the Patreon at patreon.com/supernetwork and all our socials like YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. And me personally, I can be found at twitter.com/supermarcy and on Letterboxd under super_Marcy. And the To Be Tuesdays podcast is streaming on all your top streaming platforms. Check us out there. Leave us a review. All the rest. And boys, where can people check you out online?
You want to take it this time, Mark? I do it every episode.
Yes, Mark.
Okay, well, you can find Pop4D on Apple and pretty much all the other podcast things, and Webtales, where we go through the history of Spider-Man from the very beginning all the way to present day.
Every Tuesday.
And follow your Pop4D official on all your social media networks, as well as the official Facebook group. And all the links to everything is in the show description.
If you like comics, gaming, wrestling, movies, and television, join us in the Pop4D group. We are Punch and Pie. Punch and Pie not available.
Yes. And keep a lookout for future achievement or / trophy wars. Because that's been fun.
Coming eventually.
Eventually. And look out next year when we're all on our Twitch streams in a hot tub playing games to pop achievements. I don't know.
Yeah. Gonna be hot.
Hatch is still bragging that he won Achievement Wars, but I don't accept it.
Undisputed! Up 40! Heavyweight champion of the world!
20,000 points first. I still got that.
You should make yourselves belts.
Yes.
I need a belt. We're going to make the belts and do the ladder match.
Mm-hmm. But, we already worked it out. So basically, Marcy said she's going to declare herself Australian champion, and I'm the true champion. Mm-hmm. So it's all going to result in a ladder match. So.
And I'm the Razor Ramon at WrestleMania 10, which means he wins.
Which just means I'm going to have to make everybody in WWE 2K19. The subtlest.
Does that mean I'm Big Kev in this situation?
Yep. You're reffing.
I mean, you get to be HBK, so.
Yeah.
And anyway, thanks everyone if you managed to listen to this whole episode. I'm sure there are some of you out there. We thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed it. And stay tuned for next week, where I will pick a real Charles Bronson movie, and it won't be about Christmas or Virginia. I'm sure he's going to shoot someone. So see you next Tuesday, everybody. Thanks, Mark and Batch, the Webtails Pop 4D boys. And
you,
catch
Mercy.
You later, everybody. Mwah.
See you next Tuesday.
Bye.
I used to be afraid of death, but now with Havoc, I control death. I am its master.
Here we are, Branson, Missouri.
No, Pelly, this is Bronson, Missouri.
Well, how do we get to Branson?
Number 10 bus.
Hey, Ma, how about some cookies?
No dice.
This ain't over.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.